Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 40 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Shamari Mosley.
They were set up. It shows us a larger problem that we have to work on.
State officials are concerned about equitable vaccine distribution.
A new lawsuit in Boone County is focused on in-person learning.
A newly proposed bill would allow terminally ill individuals to end their life with medication.
Kentucky is once again opening enrollment for the uninsured across the Commonwealth.
Kroger customers' data may have been breached through a third-party software.
And sports, Rowan girls and the Moorhead State men are in action tonight.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, but clearing overnight with a low around 32. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Governor Andy Beshear released data last week that shows inequities in Kentucky's vaccine distribution so far. Just 4.3% of vaccines have gone to African Americans, according to data shared at Beshear's COVID-19 briefing. The number should be closer to 8% based on population. The first professions to receive the vaccine have been healthcare workers, first responders, and school staff. Beshear says it illustrated a larger societal issue that needs to be addressed, the underrepresentation of minorities in those fields of work.
We've got to admit that 1A and 1B and the way that they were set up shows us a larger problem that we have to work on if we want to have that world that I think we're all committed, or I hope we're all committed, or we should all be committed to building.
Outreach programs have already begun to address vaccine hesitancy. Last week, faith leaders were invited to the Kentucky Capitol to receive the vaccine and encourage others to do the same.
The debate over return to in-person learning continues as opponents of the governor's decisions during the pandemic claim dozens of Kentucky school districts are violating the Kentucky Constitution. On Wednesday morning, a lawsuit filed in Boone County challenges districts across the state for barring all students from returning to the classroom. The lawsuit has been filed as a class action suit, meaning it will apply to all school districts in Kentucky if it succeeds. Attorney Chris Wiest tells LEX 18 the lawsuit aims to give Kentucky parents a choice of whether or not to send their kids back to in-person learning.
Our lawsuit's pretty, it's nuanced in the sense that, like, if it's an option, that's good enough. I mean, if parents have the option, we're not trying to override parental choice, but we are trying to require the schools to comply with the statutes to offer in-person instruction.
We says he expects to see pushback on the Boone County lawsuit from Kentucky teacher unions on the other side, saying they will not go back without a fight.
Newly proposed legislation would allow terminally ill, mentally capable adults with 6 months or less to live the option to obtain and take medication that would peacefully end their lives. Representative Josie Raymond of Louisville introduced House Bill 506 in early February. She stressed the legislation only applies to people who are terminally ill and felt confident the bill addresses various health and medical concerns, noting it includes protections against any kind of coercion or interference.
I think very few people will fit this criteria, and then even fewer will choose to use it. But knowing that this option is there to reduce suffering can bring people a lot of peace in those last months of their lives.
It's been reported end-of-life options improve the quality of care among terminally ill adults by spurring them to engage in conversations with their physicians and have their needs and fears addressed.
The Beshear administration is encouraging uninsured Kentuckians to sign up for health insurance during a special open enrollment ordered by President Joe Biden. The president ordered government insurance markets that ended enrollment in December to reopen through May 15th, offering another chance for those without coverage to sign up amid the ongoing pandemic. Here's Kentucky Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman.
The special enrollment period is for Americans to get quality, affordable health care coverage through their state's health insurance marketplace. This is great news for all Kentuckians. I encourage every Kentuckian without coverage to take advantage of this opportunity.
Residents can submit or update an application at healthcare.gov, see information about coverage at connect.ky.gov, or contact a health insurance agent licensed in Kentucky for help. Bashir announced plans to revive the state-based Connect insurance market in 2020, with the official reopening scheduled for January 2022.
Parents of kindergarten through second grade students sent children back to in-person classrooms this morning in Fayette County. COVID-19 cases are currently declining in Lexington, but there's always the possibility that if case numbers do begin to increase, the district would return to virtual learning. Candace Morgan tells LEX 18 preparing her daughter for school has been a difficult process.
I'm so terrified that we're going to get in the school, get in the routine, and they're going to shut us down again.
The next group to return will be third through fifth graders, and they're expected to return sometime in early March.
Governor Andy Beshear's lawsuit continues against a Republican-led legislature that passed three bills aimed at limiting the governor's executive powers. WMKY's Rachel Turner has more.
Thursday, the case went before Judge Philip Shepard in Franklin Circuit Court. According to Wave 3, the governor's team argues the bills will limit the governor's constitutional right to executive power by making him work through the legislative branch. The Kentucky House and Senate leadership say the power would still be there, but there would be more oversight. However, the governor's team argued a global pandemic allows no delay. Ultimately, Judge Shepard continued a restraining order already in place on the three bills and said the result of the lawsuit is not going to be good for the public unless all sides work together to figure out how to advance public health amid a pandemic. For WMKY News, I'm Rachel Turner.
Pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson applied last week with the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization for the company's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine. It didn't appear quite as strong as two-dose competitors made by Pfizer and Moderna, and finding that may be more perception than reality given differences in how each was tested. Norton Healthcare infectious disease specialist Dr. Paul Schultz tells Wave 3 News in all three vaccines, the immune system remembers what the spikes look like and how to destroy them, making fighting off a real infection easier.
Somewhere along the line, you know, there's similar activities taking place. It's, you know, a difference in starting point, maybe.
The FDA is asking its independent advisors to publicly debate all the data behind the single-dose shot before it decides whether to greenlight a third vaccine option in the U.S.
An Ohio mom is making it her mission to spare other families from a similar tragedy she went through. Corinne Gasper's daughter was driving to work in 2012 when her car was T-boned by another vehicle, causing her to die at the scene. Gasper, who is director of development for Parents Opposed to POD, says the driver was high on medical marijuana. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is still compiling its final data for 2020, but through November 19th, there were more than 1,300 marijuana-involved traffic crashes, at 1.2% increase from all of 2019. Gasper is now concerned recreational use will become legal.
We look at medical marijuana like the Trojan horse. It opened the door and got them in. And before you know it, we're going to have recreational marijuana. And you know, that was done through the legislature. That wasn't done through a vote. The people don't want it. It was already voted out a couple years before.
Gasper argued marijuana is not only a gateway drug, but today's strands are much stronger than those of the past.
Kroger is informing some customers and associates that a third-party software company it uses for data services recently suffered a data breach. WKYT reports that Kroger officials say no grocery store data, credit or debit card information, or customer account passwords were impacted, but some associate human resource data, some pharmacy records, and some money services have been affected. Kroger is currently contacting those who are impacted. At this time, there is no indication of fraud or misuse of personal information as a result of the incident. The data breach originated with Excellion, a third-party vendor that provides data file transfer services. Kroger says it was informed of the breach January 23rd and immediately discontinued use of those services. Law enforcement is investigating, and Kroger is performing its own forensic analysis.
U.S. Forest Service officials are asking visitors to postpone trips to the Red River Gorge due to ongoing hazardous driving conditions and falling ice and tree limbs. According to a Facebook post by officials at the Daniel Boone National Forest, Law enforcement officers who patrolled the Red River Gorge reported many car accidents over the weekend that needed a tow due to the hazardous driving conditions. Officials are also pleading for visitors to stay away as warmer temperatures melt ice on trees and cliffsides, creating dangerous ice falls and creating the possibility that more trees and branches will break. Coomer Ridge Campground, Tunnel Ridge, and Indian Creek Roads remain closed.
A Mount Sterling parent has filed an emergency injunction against the Kentucky High School Athletic Association to stop a return-to-play policy. WMKY's Heather Fannin has more.
The policy lays out guidelines for when students would be able to return to sports after being exposed to or testing positive for COVID-19. The issue at hand is if an athlete tests positive, they must sit out for at least 22 days. Dr. John Johnson is the parent behind the injunction. He wants to know why the current guidelines are more strict than most amateur or professional sports. He tells LAX 18 he is asking a Montgomery County court to issue a temporary injunction against the policy. For WMKY News, I'm Heather Fannin.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 32. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 34. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 31. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26.
On our feature segment today, after a year away from the field, the Morehead State softball team was finally able to get back into action over the weekend. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
The team's season was cut short last March after just 16 games due to the pandemic. COVID-19 is still having an impact on this season as well, forcing the Eagles to make changes to their preseason schedule. Head coach Samantha Jones says there won't be as much time for the team to play early season tournaments before getting into the bulk of its conference schedule.
Usually, we would have 3 weekends in February and about 2 weekends in March to do preseason games or tournaments. But that kind of got cut short, you know, obviously because of COVID and trying to minimize, tracing and everything. So that's why we kind of switched up the schedule from a conference standpoint.
Sports all around the country are continuing to find ways to stay up and running during the pandemic. Even with a closer return to normalcy, however, Jones says that COVID-19 is still affecting how the team practices and goes about its business outside of game days.
We're still preparing with having our mask on and still working on social distancing during drills and stations. But again, our sport definitely helps eliminate potential cross-contamination with all of that because of close proximity.
Maintaining focus has been challenging for many student athletes who found themselves without sports to play during the past 12 months. Jones says that her team, however, hasn't missed a beat on the field or in the classroom.
So we're most proud of them, what they've been doing off the field as well, especially in the weight room and just taking care of business in the classroom so we can stay eligible and doing all that great stuff. So got a good leadership group. Athletically, I think this is probably one of our most athletic classes and group of girls that we have. So I'm really excited about this year.
In addition to the existing veteran leadership, Jones says she and her staff have been able to bring in a new class that has them very excited about the future of the program.
There's been some challenges that we've had to face recruiting, but I mean, as for every school, there's always some challenges, whether it's with COVID or without COVID. And thankfully, you know, we brought in a class that we think is experienced on the field. We brought in a class that is, their softball IQ is very high, very athletic. So we're excited to see what they do on the field as well. They've been clicking well with this team. It's very a family atmosphere. They've responded well to a lot of different challenges that have been put in front of them. So I'm excited to see what happens this season for them.
The softball Eagles head out of town to Louisville this weekend for back-to-back split doubleheaders against Bellarmine and Western Michigan. After that, the team returns home on March 6th to open Ohio Valley Conference play against Eastern Illinois. For WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
Support for MSPR comes from the Moorhead Community Recycling Center. Maintaining a safe operation, CDC recommended health and safety guidelines are followed. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership with the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. Located near the Moorhead City Park with a 24-hour drop-off service, curbside service, and more information at 784-1250. Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
It's 40 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Shamari Mosley and Keneally Roberts, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Rachel Turner has a look at sports, but first I want to say thank you. We're so glad that you can spend time with us today.
The Viking girls and the Eagle men hit the hardwood tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Rachel Turner. After a week of bad weather, game day has once again arrived for the Round County Senior High School girls basketball team. The Vikings got back into the gym for the first time since their game against Montgomery County yesterday. Now they'll hit the road to take on Madison Southern this evening. Head coach Matt Stokes says between the pandemic and last week's ice storm, building up the squad's foundation has been difficult.
You know, we went into it and told the girls, we're looking for five starters. You know, I had a chance to go back and watch game film. We've been off for a week, and you know, I just didn't like what I was seeing from those previous games, and we really got after it yesterday. So I hope that's a sign of, you know, these next 3 weeks before tournament time, that the girls are really going to grind and get better each day.
The Vikings tip off against the Lady Eagles this evening at 7:30. There's no game for the Round boys tonight, but they are also looking to iron out the kinks after having last week off due to weather. The Vikings haven't been on the court since their Valentine's Day victory against Lawrence County. Now they'll prepare to take on Ashland Blazer Wednesday. Fortunately, Round Boys coach Sean Thacker says his guys will be healthy and ready to go.
We had a little problem with Cody Collins with his thumb after the West Jasmine game. You know, it's still bothering him. He still has to tape it and all that, but it wasn't broken, so that was a blessing. We get Dylan Maxey back this week as well. So going down the stretch here, as of right now, we're at full strength.
Rounds boys will take on Ashland Blazer Wednesday. Tip-off on the road is set for 7:30. Moorhead State University's men's basketball team is hoping for a win on the road tonight. The 17-7 Eagles are facing off with Southern Eastern Illinois Edwardsville tonight. The Cougars are 8-14 on their season. MSU lost the matchup when the two teams faced off in December. Head coach Preston Spraldon says this time they are hoping for a different outcome.
I feel like we've gotten a lot better throughout that stretch, obviously. And so now it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, go back and take a look at where we were 2 months ago when we played these guys and see how much better we've gotten. And so our guys watched film of our game played the last time, and it gave us two feelings. It gave us a sick-to-our-stomach feeling, and then it gave us a confidence that we have gotten a lot better, and that's something that we should be proud of.
The tip-off is set for 6 p.m. Live coverage is available on msueagles.com. The Moorhead State baseball team opens up its season on the road over the weekend. The Eagles went 0-4 in a series against UNC Charlotte. Eagles head coach Mick Aoki says his team was eager to get back on the field after a long time away from the game.
Obviously excited about it, just like everybody else is at this time of year. None of us have won a game or lost a game yet, so we're thrilled about it. Mother Nature has not been super cooperative in the state of Kentucky anyway, but we've gotten a lot of good work in, and we're looking forward to it. It's almost a full year since some of these guys have played an actual competitive game of baseball.
Aoki says he's grateful to all the OVC athletic directors and everyone else who has worked behind the scenes to get players back on the field this season. The Eagles host Bellarmine Wednesday afternoon for their season home opener. Keeneland announced its plans to allow a limited number of fans for the spring meet held in April. WMKY's Josh Grogan has more.
Keeneland will have pre-sold ticket packages including dining, grandstand reserve seating, and general admission. The track will announce details on how to purchase tickets and the pricing on March 1st. The spring races are slated to take place April 2nd through the 23rd. Keeneland President Shannon Arvin tells LEX18 COVID-19 protocols will remain in place and will be strictly enforced during the spring meet. If interested in limited tickets, Keeneland encourages fans to sign up for ticket alerts at keeneland.com/newsletter. For WMKY News, I'm Josh Grogan.
And that's going to do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY, I'm Rachel Turner.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 35 years. The Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University is now accepting applications for summer camps designed for academically gifted middle and high school students. More information online at wku.edu/gifted.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for WMKY. Weakness in tech stocks dragged the S&P 500 down as investors continue to pile into economically sensitive stocks such as oil. And at the close of the Dow Industrials managed a small gain of 27.37 at 31,521.69. The broader market was weaker, with the S&P 500 down 30.21 at 3876.50. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 341.42. or 2.46%, finishing at 13,533.05. The NASDAQ in particular weighted down by such heavyweights as Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft, which all dropped at least 2% today in today's trading. The 10-year Treasury yield rose to 1.36%, and this is starting to impact market moves. And the 10-year Treasury has actually moved up 27 basis points in yield just for the month of February. In the commodities markets, oil was up $2.45 a barrel at $61.69. Gold was up $31.90 at $1,809.30 an ounce. In terms of market movers today, People's United Bancorp was up almost 15% as it was announced the company is being taken over by a larger bank. Royal Caribbean was up 9.5%, American Airlines up 9.4%, and Marathon Oil was up 7.9%. And obviously these other companies are all sensitive to the economy reopening. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was CSX up 49 cents at $92.58, Marathon Petroleum up $1.85 at $54.85, App Harvest was up $1.94 at $37.64, Community Trust Bank was up 60 cents at $39.98, AEP was down $2.31 at $76.77, and Walmart was down 65 cents to finish at $137.69. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Keneally Roberts, Carrie Stambo, Heather Fannin, Josh Grogan, and Rachel Turner. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment came from WMKY's own Joe Lewis. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Shamari Mosley and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.